This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. And now, here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you, Jim. And we're doing this via Zoom, so I can see you in the studio there, and I'm recording from home. So.
Yeah, remember when COVID first started? This is the longest two-week period I've ever been in. You know, where you're going to have to stay home for 2 weeks, and then, two more weeks, and then two more. Who knew? But in any event, we want to get started with our Faith in Action here in just a moment. But we want to begin with a prayer. So I found a prayer this morning that is for everybody. I thought, I was looking through the little prayer book here, and I thought, prayer for all. Hey, that's it. That's the one we need. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, hear my prayer for our Holy Father, our bishop, our clergy, and for all those in authority over us. Bless the whole church and turn all hearts toward your most merciful heart. Bless our relatives, benefactors, friends, and enemies. Help the poor, the sick, and those who are in their last agony. Have compassion on the souls in purgatory and grant them eternal rest and peace. Amen. In the
Amen.
Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think that pretty well covered everybody.
It sure did, Jim. Well, thank you for that prayer. And, you know, we are into a new year, and many people start reflecting on, you know, maybe resolutions that they want to do, or maybe they start reflecting on their spiritual journey. Well, today we're going to be talking with our guest, Clarence Gillis. He is author of On My Way, and we're going to be talking about how to get connected to Christ and how to reflect on our spiritual journey. So joining us today, we're going to be talking with our guest, Clarence Gillis, and we're going to be talking about his book, On My Way. Clarence, welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank you and Jim for having me on the program.
Well, now you are not from this area, right? Tell us a little bit about your background. You're not a native of Indianapolis.
No, actually, I'm from Wisconsin and born and raised there. And then a job took me to Columbus, Ohio. And with that, that's where I first started to get into my faith. Both my wife and I were Catholics, Crater Catholics, and attended church. So we weren't really involved in the church until we got to Columbus. And I went to Crucio there, and that started my real faith journey. Then we moved to Dayton, Ohio. We were there 30 years. And then just recently, we moved to Fishers, be near our daughter. And so,
you know,
we love it here.
A lot of people grow up Catholic, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have grown up Catholic, and they maybe, you know, they go through the motions and everything, but they haven't really had a personal connection with Jesus. And tell us a little bit about what happened to you during Crucio. First of all, how you happened to go to Crucio, and then what happened on that retreat.
Well, I was asked by a fellow usher to make a Crucio weekend, and I didn't know anything about it. And I told him, well, if I had nothing better to do, I'd go. And so the next week, he asked me, you know, have I thought about it? Well, I hadn't. And he said, well, I'll think about it. It's 2 weeks from now. So the next week, he asked me, and I said, well, I have nothing better to do next weekend, so I guess I'll go. And on that weekend, I went from being a normal Catholic, I would say, going to Mass every Sunday, but nothing beyond that. I mean, I was into Bible study. I didn't do a lot of spiritual reading. Always was brought up kind of, if you Mass every Sunday. Well, you're in. But I found out that I was quite a ways away. But I got the mountaintop. I got the mountaintop experience there. And that started to change my life.
We're talking with Clarence Gillis. He is author of On My Way. And I know that you also have a website. You want to talk about that real quick here?
Yeah, that just happened 2 years ago. On My Way, I wrote in 2000. The last edition was 2016. But 2 years ago, the Holy Spirit woke me up at 4 in the morning and said, I want you to design a website. I know nothing about websites. I'm technically incompetent. But I started checking into it, and he sent people my way. And that one guy was 81, but he helped me with my computer. He told me he could figure out the program, and he became my webmaster. So from the time that the Lord woke me up and I started thinking about this to the time that we launched the website was 6 weeks. It's something God wanted. And so he gave me the platform. He gave me the pictures. If you go to the website, you can't believe that those pictures fit perfectly into the website. The website is onmywaytoheaven.net, onmywaytoheaven.net. And when we launched the website, he had me write different stories that I had experienced. And so we already had several stories when we launched it. We've added many more since then. But we also have a blog, and then we have New Life, which is life after death stories. Uh-huh. And then the other tab is Destiny, and I will talk about Destiny a little bit later when we get into the program.
All right, Clarence, you mentioned that the Curseal was a big turning point in your life, and you went from being kind of once a week Sunday morning Catholic, which maybe some people in our audience can relate to. What changed afterwards? What did you start doing afterwards, after you went to Curseal, after you had this kind of change in your life? How did your prayer life or your life in general change after that?
Well, it started right away. I started grouping with some other men from the weekend. And one was a Catholic, one was a Methodist, another was a friend who was Catholic. And the first thing I found out is that I knew nothing about the Bible, and the Methodist knew everything. And the Lutheran was somewhere in between. But I realized that how little I knew about Christ. I just had gotten the sermons on the weekends. And so, really, it was intense Bible study. And it was 7 years that I did Bible study before I even invited somebody else to go to Curseal, because I had a lot of spiritual growth to go through before I got to that point.
I think it's really interesting, Clarence, that, and Jim and I have experienced this too with talking to other people, that it's that invitation, it's that personal invitation, whether it's to invite someone to Mass or to a retreat or maybe a speaker that's happening at your parish or elsewhere. It's that personal invitation that really can help people feel comfortable to do something that they maybe wouldn't do otherwise.
Well, that's right. And what happens is that when somebody asks you a question, you have to take it into your mind in order to answer that question. And once you do, the Lord is planted in there with that seed. And so he continues to to make that seed grow. So it all starts with a question that somebody asks. And it makes a huge difference, one little question. And not only that, you don't even, after that, you don't even have to expound on it. The Lord already has planted in their brain. And so he takes it from there.
Clarence, for some of our listeners, from time to time, most parishes, I think, offer Crisio weekend and things like that. But for a lot of people, that's just a word that's kind of hard to pronounce, Crisio. Yours was years ago, of course. But what goes on during a weekend, a Crisio weekend? If somebody were to say, gee, maybe I should do that, what would they expect to happen during that weekend?
Okay, it starts on a Thursday night, and that night is a silent retreat. So you have some prayers ahead of time, but then after that, it's you and the Lord. Then on Friday, it's all about you, where you discover where you are. And then on Saturday, it's all about Christ and what he does in your life. And on Sunday, it's all about community and going forth with others, you know, to expand your faith and to help others expand theirs, all through the gifts that you are given on the weekend of the Holy Spirit. It just fills you up. The Holy Spirit controls the weekend. He gives you what you need. So even though you're in with a bunch of men or women, you're really one-on-one with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very personal. It's a little different than Christ Renews His Parish, where you're trying to build community within the parish, because it is a little more personal, if you and Christ. So people that have gone to Christ Renews find that it's more intimate. A relationship that they develop, a personal relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound like Crisio should be anything that anybody should be afraid of. To sound like, oh boy, that sounds kind of spooky, kind of sounds too spiritual, too holy for me. It doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds like something that you kind of very natural to do and very fulfilling to do and satisfying.
Well, it opens up the possibility of getting to know Christ in a new way. And it is getting out of your comfort zone initially. But once you're there, even the first couple of days, you're a little apprehensive. But once the Holy Spirit starts working in you, everything falls in place. And so it shouldn't be. It is scary for people that haven't gone on a retreat, just like I wasn't sure I wanted to go. But it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. I would never be where I am today if it weren't for that.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like your initial response was, well, if I can't find anything better to do, or if I don't have anything better to do, I might go. It sounds like that was the best thing that you could do that weekend.
Yeah, there were no soccer games stuff like that. That would have drawn me, you know, would have been a different choice, I guess I should say. He made sure I didn't have anything going.
Well, the Lord works that way. Well, Clarence, we are up against a break. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk about your book, On My Way and the Spiritual Journey, and how people can get connected to Christ. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Patty Cochran. Are you a non-Catholic who listens to Catholic Radio? Would you like to find out more about how to join the Catholic Church? There's a program called RCIA that can introduce you to the Catholic faith, and it's available at your local parish. You don't have to make a commitment to participate in the program. Just try it out. I did, and it was one of the best steps I've ever made. Contact your local parish office for more information and start your journey home.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Danley is in the studio, and we are talking with our guest, Clarence Gillis. He is author of On My Way, and he's also working on a website called onmywaytoheaven.net. And I want to get into the book a little bit. We're kind of billing this show as, you know, how to kind of figure out where you're at on your spiritual journey and how to get closer to Christ. And that's really what the book does, On My Way. Tell me why you wrote the book and how does it work exactly?
Well, I wrote the book after I had an experience with a friend of mine. I was up to look at his business, and he came in to the office and said, how can I get to know Christ better? And I said, geez, let me think about that. So he left, and I started praying to the Holy Spirit, and I started drawing circles. And in each of the circles, I was reflecting on my spiritual life and other people's spiritual life and the progression of faith from having no faith at all to being one with God. And there's six different stages. But as I wrote those, he found out where he was. All I had to do was go through the circles, and he knew exactly where he was and exactly what he had to do to get to know Christ better. But I also found out where I was and what I had to do to go beyond where I currently was in my faith. So that's how the book got started, was that I gave a talk on these circles at a men's group at Incarnation Parish in Dayton. And there were about 60 guys in there, and you could hear a pin drop as I went through these circles, because everybody is represented in the circles, so they know where they are. It's so simple. It's just like my friend. He didn't have any more questions after we went through the simplicity of the circle. God makes things so simple. We kind of muck them up and make them complex. But so that's, and then when I gave the talk twice, people said, you should write a book on it. And so that's how I did it. It took 6 weeks to write the talk, and it took over 2 years to write the book. And it's only 90 pages.
Okay. Well, it sounds kind of like, you know, if a person were wanting to start a business, they would kind of figure out where they want to go, and then they don't just, you know, randomly stumble into it. They say, well, here's my, initially I want to start with this, and then I hope to progress to this stage, and gee, I'd really ultimately like to get to this particular goal. And that's kind of the way your book is laid out a little bit, isn't it?
Yes. After each chapter, you take an assessment of where you're at, just like you would take it a financial assessment of where you are financially for the rest of your life. Well, this is your spiritual life. And after each chapter, there are questions that lead you to where you want to go. I hope it's heaven. But the Holy Spirit, through those questions, speaks to you, because you're asking yourself these things, and he answers you. And so no matter where you're at, so if you're at the very beginning, he's talking to you there, and he's showing you in the outer, in the other circles, of where you need to be, and you know you've got a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're in the upper circles or the inner circles,
mm-hmm.
You end up, as you reflect on the first circles, like when I was just going to church on Sunday, he starts planting seeds in your mind on others that you can bring along, that he wants you to talk to ask them to join you in your walk. And each time you do that, when you evangelize someone else, you're actually evangelizing yourself. Just like the circles, when my friend asked the question, the Holy Spirit helped me to show him where he was, but I found out where I was, which I had no clue where I was.
Sure.
And well, so that's what happens as you listen to him and you know, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like talking about the circles and things that you're talking about, it sounds like if people could envision a target with a bullseye in the middle of it, maybe the bullseye might be heaven.
Well, the bullseye is heaven, I hope. And the circles tell you how far away you are. Let's say if you miss the target, you know, you're off the target because of the fact that you have no interest in God or spirituality. All the way to, you used to go to church when you were a kid, your parents took you, and then you got to college and into life, and you abandoned your faith. And so that would be the outer, the orange circle. And then when you start going to church, you get married, and you have a couple of kids, and you start saying, geez, I got to bring them up in the Lord. So you start going to church. And like somebody I met the other day, as soon as their kids were gone and getting older, they stopped going because they were doing it for their kids and not for themselves. And so they abandoned their faith. But right now, they're reading my book. So I think that this is good. The Holy Spirit will be talking to them. So the Holy Spirit will help write that book. I'll tell you that.
Well, he helps us in this show as well. And Clarence, as you were talking, I was thinking about the point that you made about asking someone a question. I'm thinking of various priests that I know who someone came up to them, one of them was engaged, and someone came up to them and said, I think it was actually his fiance, said, have you ever thought about being a priest? That's all she said. And it made him really mad. And it turned out it's one of our local priests who ended up becoming a priest. But it was that question that this woman asked him. And as you said, this question that someone asked you and then questions that you ask people, God does the rest. It's just that simple question. Have you ever thought about being a priest? Or have you ever thought about this? Or have you ever thought about coming back to church? So I just, the fact that you bring that up, I think it's so, I guess, poignant to what you're trying to do here in helping people get closer to Christ. How can people get the book? I'm curious.
Well, they can go to the website. There'll be a place on there to buy the book. Also, it's on Amazon.com or Amazon. And since there's several On My Ways there, you need to put my name in, Clarence Gillis, and then it'll pop up. The other thing on the website is blogs, which I wanted to mention, because some people go to the website, they look at it, they read a story, they say it's interesting, but they don't sign up. And so what happens is that when the next story comes out, which might be the best story of all, they aren't aware of it. If they sign up, it pops up in their email under Thoughts and God Moments. And and it's there for them to delete if they want, or they can have an opportunity to see it, but at least they know it's there.
So to sign up, you would just go to onmywaytoheaven.net, and then there'd be a place to subscribe or sign up via email. Is that how it works?
Yeah, to sign up to the website, but there's also a little tab up there by the book. And the book is completely different than the website, even though it's got the same name. The book leads you, like Jim said, into understanding where you are in your faith walk and what your next step should be. It's all between you and the Holy Spirit. And the website is for encouragement, to let you know that God is real today, that the stories there are relevant. They're all within, some of them, and the best ones, are only within the last 2 years that God has shown his presence in the world. Even though you don't seem to think he's there, he is really active. And these two stories they need to look at is the Do Good and the Cracker Barrel story on the website. Oh, and Destiny. You have to go. Destiny will lead them to do self-analyzation, and the Holy Spirit will talk to them to the Destiny tab. Stories encourage you, but not only that, they help you to build your faith in God and to know he is real, and he's with you.
And that's what we all need to hear. We all need to know that God's with us and here for us, and we all need that encouragement. So for our listeners right now, you can go to onmywaytoheaven.net, and you can get all the great information there. You can get a copy of the book. You can sign up for the website. And I just want to thank you, Clarence Gillis. Thanks so much for being our guest today, sharing with us how we can get closer to Christ, because we all certainly need that.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. This program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. If you have suggestions for topics or guests for this program, contact Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's B-R-I-G-I-D at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400.